Hello, everyone. My name is Paul Bocking from Peterborough. Speak to you about PCAP. The Peterborough Coalition Against Poverty began almost exactly a year ago during the winter when a group of people gathered together and they realized they'd had enough of being pushed around and being marginalized by every other so allegedly charitable group in the city. So they formed a new group, a group which is not a charity, not a political party, and it is a direct action group, as other groups are. PCAP is largely comprised of poor people and youth, and between us we have marginal resources. However, we have managed to maintain over a year. We've maintained an active group. We managed to get together enough funds every month to actually hold down an office and actually be able to have our own little small food bank, and in other words, meet our needs. So anyway, during this year, we've done an amazing number of activities, which surprised myself, considering, like, as I said before, our very limited resources. First of all, we, as a direct action group, we try to limit ourselves as much as possible to doing what are called like traditional protest actions, i.e. actions which appeal for like a plea to please do what we ask. We do actions as much as possible which get a result, which aren't like an asking, they're doing. And these take many forms. One of which is, which has a greatest impact on individual people, is what we call advocacy, whereby members of PCAP accompany people who are trying to claim Ontario Works or Ontario Disability and help them make their claim. It's amazing how just a person going with someone to Ontario Works office makes a huge impact, and suddenly the person working there, who is often incredibly abusive to people, trying to make them feel guilty as if it's their fault, they need to claim welfare, they are able to get them get welfare. Another major action we've been doing is in response to the Safe Streets actions, which are large-scale panhandling actions whereby several dozen of us go out onto our major city streets and I basically panhandle a squeegee, and the police largely can't do anything to stop us because there's so many of us, and it would create a large disruption if they tried to intervene on a large scale. Smaller action we do every single week, and that's we hold a small field kitchen where for 2 hours in front of the mall in the downtown of our city in the main intersection, we give out free food and free clothing. And it's just a small action, but it creates a direct influence on someone's life, at least. Also, especially during a factory during the summer, when this Peterborough is sort of a small tourist town, correspondingly the police crack down on anyone who's homeless or panhandling in the downtown streets and move them along. In some cases, that threatened to throw them out of town, and in other cases, actually use physical violence on that. In response to this, PCAP's formed what we call a cop watch, for which if anyone has experienced any abuse of police officers, bring it over to us, and we're building up a log of these incidents, and we're planning to take action on them. Another issue as well, which is very important to us, is involving the National Child Tax Benefit, which, although in theory it is available to all families which have children, is in fact taken away by the Harris government from all families who have children and who are on Ontario Works. And 80% of this National Child Tax Benefit goes directly into the provincial coffers, then 20% of it is up for grabs by any charity who has a certain lack of morals to take it. And there are a number of groups in Peterborough which do take it, and so we've been opposing them. For example, the YWCA, embarrassingly enough, a number of food banks have been taking this, and we've been very reasonable as much as possible writing to them, and they've been treating ourselves with utter contempt. Because one case, as people from the Peterborough Social Planning Council came to us and said one time, "There's so much of poor and young people, what do you think you could possibly do?" And we've done an incredible amount, actually, because actually, a few weeks ago, the YWCA met with us asking that if they could endorse a plan they have to give that money back to the people who it was originally stolen from. An important type of actions we have also is Mike Harris, just before the fall campaign, in early October, he made a sort of fundraising visit to Peterborough in a convention center. And must understand this convention center, it's on this main, it's this large street, but it's way on the outskirts of town. It's like in the suburbs, so no one who didn't own a car could possibly get there. And most of the people in PCAP don't own cars. In fact, I think only one of us or two of us do. However, we managed to get 100 people out there. And originally it was only going to be a very, very low-key event organized by several local unions of like a candlelight vigil. But we managed to turn up into a very large-scale event, which incredibly unnerved the people, to say the least, who actually went there. We actually got someone actually managed to buy a ticket to the event. And just as Mike Harris went up the stage and says, "No, we've had to make some hard decisions," he actually went up to that point and said how they make some hard decisions. They like cutting welfare, like evicting people out of their houses, and you disrupt the entire meeting and really freak the hell out of those people. But it was amazing, just like that at this fundraiser, because it just like the class differences were really evident, and all the people going to this fundraiser, of course, afford it. You had to be. They're all extremely wealthy, and it's evident because it's a parking lot full of BMWs and Mercedes SUVs. And so forth. PCAP is a member of the Ontario Common Front. We joined last summer, June 16th, and so we participated in the fall campaign. We organized a rally in our city to bring the struggle to our own city as well as participating on October 16th in Toronto. But on October 23rd, we held an action in Peterborough, put in by about 60 or so people, with people also coming to support us from Toronto and Guelph and Belleville. And it was a very successful rally. We had a number of speakers, and myself and a number of other high school students, we managed to organize a small walkout. And we marched down our main city street, and we actually occupied our main city intersection for at least 15 minutes or so. Just at least a small form of economic disruption to how it just at least it's something. And then we decided to go by and visit our MPP. But he actually, knowing that we are having this rally this today, he booked the entire day off and closed off his office anticipating we were coming. So that in short, I guess, is the short story of Peterborough Coalition Against Poverty. We're a fighting group, and we've gone through a number of changes in the past, like people coming in and out of it, and undergoing many different projects. Different projects. We've been through a lot of different small crises. However, we're still continuing to fight, and we're going to be hopefully around in the future as well. Thank you.